As the government shutdown continues to drag on, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says there could be some major issues with flights. WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
Philadelphia International Airport and other locations around the country could see delays and cancellations as the shutdown continues into next week, Duffy said.
We will delay, we will cancel any kind of flight across the national airspace to make sure people are safe.
Duffy added, as more air traffic controllers call out of work, they'll have to shut down flight routes.
So if you bring us to a week from today, Democrats, you will see mass chaos, you will see mass flight delays, you'll see mass cancellations, and you may see us close certain parts of the airspace because we just cannot manage it because we don't have the air traffic controllers.
In one instance, 80% of the controllers for the New York airports called out from work last week. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Voter turnout in Philly jumped dramatically during yesterday's general election. About 34% of registered voters cast a ballot compared to roughly 22% during the last off-year election in 2021. Lauren Cristella leads the committee of 70 and was surprised by the numbers.
Definitely exceeded my expectations. I think we were being optimistic, thinking in the high 20s. So to see it land at almost 34% was a real testament to the effort to educate people about the importance of these Supreme Court seats and why people should show up and make their voices heard in these elections.
Tuesday's contest was the first general election during the second Trump term. Well, fairly cloudy skies on this Wednesday afternoon. Right now, 64 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Not exactly gusty outside yet, but it is going to be quite windy later on as the day progresses. We are expecting sustained winds in the 20-mile-per-hour range, gusts up to 50 later on tonight. So be sure to plan ahead if you have something loose outside. Overnight, temperatures drop down into the mid-40s overnight. Tomorrow, we're looking at cooler temperatures with a high in the mid-50s.